13 tools to increase your productivity. What are the tools that I use and how can they really make a difference? That's what we're talking about today, and that's the theme for February. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. I'm an Evernote certified expert, and Evernote posed this question to that community of people. What tools or apps do you use in conjunction with Evernote to enhance your productivity, organization, etc.? Now, I believe in repurposing content because I don't care what you write. In this noisy world of ours, only a small fraction of people are going to hear you, no matter how important the message. But when you've crafted the message, you've done the hard part. Instead of one and done, repeat that message to different audiences. That's what we're going to do for you right here, right now. Here's my response to the question. First is remember the milk for tasks and projects. Those are the actionable things in my life. Second is Task Clone. Now, this service allows me to enter tasks in an Evernote note and have those tasks appear in Remember the Milk. The task includes a link back to the note in Evernote. So when it's time to do the task, you're instantly taken back to the note that holds all of that good supporting information. Task Clone works with any of the major digital task managers, not just with Remember the Milk. Now, that being said, don't go and subscribe right now. Hold off. I'll be back with more information, most likely in March. So look for that. If you're on my email list, you'll know about it. And I'll also come back to the blog post that accompanies this episode and update it with a link to that information. Third is Google Calendar for appointments and events. Those things are the day and time specific things in my life. Task Clone also allows me to enter a date in an Evernote note and have it show up in Google Calendar. I love the ability to overlay multiple calendars and share calendars with other people. Because my tasks are in Remember the Milk, I can keep my calendar clean and show only true appointments, those things that are really day and time specific. The fourth tool is Google Contacts. This free contacts manager integrates well with Gmail. When you get a new phone, you'll never have to worry about copying over your contacts. If you have them in Google Contacts, when you log in to your Google account on the new phone and you add the Google Contacts app, they're all going to be there for you. In the blog post, I have a link to a good article on Google Contacts. Fifth is Gmail. Now, I have several email addresses, but they all funnel into Gmail. It's the one source for everything. The search capabilities are amazing, and every email has its own link. So I can copy and paste that link into Remember the Milk or Evernote so that when I click on it, it takes me right back to the original email. Number six is a service called TextBlaze. It's my text expander. We often have sentences, paragraphs, or sometimes entire email responses that we use over and over. TextBlaze lets me hit a couple of keys and all of the text appears. Now, I am an affiliate for TextBlaze. If you'd like to try the pro version for a month, I have a link in the blog post. And after the month, you can revert to the free version. Even the free version is great. Number seven is If This Then That. It's a service that lets other services work together. For example, if someone goes to the Contact Us tab on my website, the results go into a Google Sheet simply because what's on the Contact Us page is a Google form. But here's where If This Then That comes in. I have an applet, as it's called in If This Then That, that says, if a line is added to that particular spreadsheet, then create a new note in Evernote. Certain fields from that spreadsheet, I build those into the applet to tell If This Then That what information it should put in that note, such as the field for the person's name, their phone number, their email address, and the message that they've left for me. It also inserts for me a set of questions that I routinely ask when I contact the person. A second applet creates a new task in Remember the Milk, puts the person's name in the task along with their phone number, gives the task a date of today, assigns a priority of high, and tags it phone. So all I have to do is look at my task list, and there that new task has appeared. There's the person's name, there's the person's phone number, and over in Evernote, there's the complete note with all the information, the questions I want to ask them. I make the phone call. I add to that Evernote note. If they become a client, then that particular note that serves as the one-stop shop for everything that we've talked about and the plans that we have for the future. It couldn't be easier. The next, number eight, is Feedly. Imagine having all of the blog posts that you like to read, all of the YouTube channels that you like to view, and all the podcasts you like to consume all in one place. That's what Feedly does. Number nine is Calendly. If your work involves scheduling meetings or phone calls, Calendly takes the headache out of the back and forth messages where you're trying to nail down times when you're both available. Number 10 is Snipboard. This is a handy tool that lets you take any image, turn it into a link. You don't have to worry about whether or not you can send the actual image to someone, if it's too large, if their email program is going to allow it, that sort of thing. You just send the URL, and when they click it, they see your message. Number 11 is Bitly. Bitly is my link shortener of choice. I've added the Bitly Chrome extension to my browser so that when I'm on a site and I want to create a shortened link, all I have to do is click the extension. Bitly even allows me to customize the back half of the URL into something memorable. Number 12 is called Read Aloud. It's a free Chrome extension that reads my stuff back to me because I simply cannot proofread what I type. My ears catch the errors that my eyes would have missed. So whether it's a newspaper article, a blog post, or an important email, before I submit it, I just highlight it and run that extension. I listen, I catch the errors instantly. And rounding out this list is a Chrome extension called Library Extension. Think about the last time you were viewing a book on Amazon, and before you bought the book, you wanted to see if your local library had it. Library Extension automatically loads into a little sidebar on the right, and shows you the availability of the book in your local libraries of choice. The extension also works with other websites such as Goodreads. But all you have to do is add the extension one time and indicate what libraries you want to be searched. Please visit the blog post for links to all of these tools. Go over to frankbuck.org, click on the blog menu, and enjoy what's there in this post. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.